I'm in the old Carlton Studios, this cavernous space where they're slowly building up the Nottingham entry to the Decathlon of Solar, which is the event in Madrid in June. And I'm sitting, well, I'm not sitting, but they're sitting. I'm standing talking to Vicky and Underly, who are taking part. And I've got her name wrong or right? Good? No. Close? Wrong?
Underly.
Underly. Yeah. Sorry. I murder everybody's name. I'm terrible with it. So you two are architectural students. How long have you been on the course for?
I'm doing a slightly different course. I'm third year
and I'm second year.
Okay. And so tell me your involvement with the project and how often you come down to the project.
Oh, as often as possible,
yeah,
really.
Pretty much every day.
So what does this mean for you then, to be able to get hands-on with this sort of, you know, the materials of a design for something that you've been working on?
It's,
you know,
amazing.
It's pretty epic, let's be honest. Like, not many people get this opportunity to actually design something and then build it, let's be honest. If when you're studying, you design so many things that are probably implausible, yet we're building something, we're feeling the materials, we're combining it all together. It's just insane.
So how are you going to feel when it's built?
Oh, it's going to be the best, best feeling ever. Just because we've been working on it and, like, quite hard. We've been in quite every day, grafting.
Yeah.
And so, grafting. Yeah. I like that. Grafting. So let's talk a little bit about the components of the house, because, you know, I will be the first one to admit that I'm not as eco as I wish I was, but I think it comes down to education. So tell me a little bit about the things that go into the house, the insulation, for instance.
Okay, so we've got 245 millimetres of internal insulation, which is it's called Multimax 30. It's fiberglass insulation.
Okay.
And we've got five layers built up inside the wall panels.
Okay.
And when we got delivered, the battens were, like, the centres were different on each one, so we had to cut the insulation so it fit in the battens, and we cut it 1 centimetre extra so it was snug in the battens.
Nice and compacted.
Yeah.
And is that like a prototype material, or is that a common thing?
I think it's often used. It's one of the new technologies, yeah.
Okay.
But it's not essentially a prototype. It's it's called iSiver, is the company that provider.
Okay.
Then we've got external.
So all the battens, they're essentially a cold bridging, which is bad. So we wanted to try and counteract that, which we've done using an external envelope of insulation, which is a continuous wrap around the building.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this counteracts the cold bridging. But to ensure the efficiency of this, we need to tape up all the edges so it's a complete seal rather than gaps, mm-hmm, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then also there's an internal breather membrane, which is stapled to the battens, which has then got
the internal one's a vapour barrier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we've got a built-in breather membrane on the external insulation, so it doesn't allow vapour.
So, I mean, this is, to me, doing a course for myself, this is a little bit more than your average designer would get involved with. So what sort of context does this add to a project when you know all the internal bits that go on in the wall? Because normally you just draw the wall.
Usually, like in the drawings, we'll do a little mark for insulation, not really knowing exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
now,
a swirly pattern, isn't it?
But now we actually, like, if someone asked me to do a detail of this wall, I could draw it just from experience of building it up.
That's
myself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To be actually know all the parts of it is pretty awesome. So what else goes into this this module itself that we're looking at? What number module is this?
This is module 3 we've sat on, which is one of the longer thin ones.
Okay.
To the ground floor. Which will
lead on to other spaces, like the lounge.
So this is like a right angle to the main module, which is the lounge kitchen.
And how long has this module taken to build so far?
This was a quicker one. The first one took quite a while because it was the first one we did. We weren't quite right on sequencing, so we had a few problems along the way. But once we'd done that one and knew how to do it, this one went up a lot quicker, a lot smoother, just because we had the experience of after building the first one.
Very
so
cool.
Hopefully all of the modules for the upper floor will just go up like that. Yeah.
No, we've got to stop saying hopefully.
It will be going.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Hopefully, you know, we don't want to be walking up and then there's the building missing. We're just like on the floor somewhere. So leading up to the Earls Court event, what are the things that are in your mind when you come in here every day? Obviously, you get on with the job and you're putting the thing together, you're putting the insulation in. What key areas in your mind are coming up in the next coming months that you're looking forward to?
Looking forward to? Well, the thing is, with, as you said, hopefully, you've got to stay optimistic about the whole thing. It's quite a tight schedule, and if we start thinking about, oh no, this is going wrong, that's not going to help, is it? Let's be honest.
You just have to push on, keep going.
Just keep going, not standing around chatting.
Okay, then we better finish this interview and let you get back to it. Thank you very much for your time.
That's quite a good way of finishing.